So, Raviv Shmini, good morning, everybody. Continues with the aftermath of the death of Nadav and Avihu, and this incredibly complex, you know, Vateitzeish Mifnei Hashem, Vatochal Osam, Vatochal Amizbeach, that, you know, extremely, dialectical moment of Yom Simchas Libo, and yet a day of unspeakable tragedy. So, now we have the Chazei and Shok, the Matnos Kahuna. It's a little bit of a difference between the Chazei and the Shok in this regard. Is Chazei Atnufa, Vyashok Atruma, Rashi's not sure why we separated it out, right? Your Malo Morid, Molech Umevi, and all of them. Ali Sheikh Alevim Yaviu, Laf Nift Nufali Fne Adonai, Vayala Chal Vanacha Itchal Chok Olam, Kasher Tziva Adonai. Okay, so this is the basic subject. Ilya is the Matnos Kahuna, the Chazei and the Shok. And it's interesting, I would just note that there's like a kind of a reconstitution of boundaries, because when it comes to the Chazei and Shok, those obviously have to be in B'makom Kadosh, but, the Kadshe Kadosh and the Shiari Menachos, have to be eaten B'makom Kadosh, lifting Menachalayim, but the Chazei HaTnufa and the Shok HaTruma from the Shlamim is Kadshim Kalim, so that's just to be B'makom Tahor. Right, so Rashi says, "V'chiyasi bishonim achum makom tam lebishonim shem kachik kadoshim is kachilatsim makom kadosh." Aval elu in tzrichim tocha klalim, alav tocha klalim, aval tzrichim heim leochel toch machane Yisrael shu'tar v'likane sham mitzrayim mikan shekachim kalim neachalim b'chol ha'ir. A very fascinating idea that sort of like what we're doing with the Shiari HaMenachos and the Chazei and the Shok. On the other hand, is reconstituting some boundaries as Nadav and Avihu really pierce through the boundaries. Right, vayikrivu, vayakrivu, lifnei Hashem eish zara, asher lo tziva osam, and so we really understand the story of Nadav and Avihu. So there's another point that I just wanted to develop based on the dibor here, vayom Hashem al Aaron, that Hashem communicates directly to Aaron, or vayidaber Moshe al Aaron ve'elazar ve'elitamar b'nav notarim. So Moshe is doing the talking, but the recipients are Aaron and the Banav Hanosarim. So Rashi says, what do we know about Banav Hanosarim? Mina Misa. Milan Bichafa Lehem Niknis Amisa. Elazar Nitamar, we're in mortal danger. Al Avona Egel, Hushinemar, Vaharon, Isanaf Hashem Od Lashmido, Vinashmada Lakilo Ibanim, Shinemar, Vashmid Perio Mimal, Tfilas Rosh Moshe, Batla Mechza. So Moshe was able to undo half of it, not so much another one of you, but he spared Elazar and Itamar. Okay. Because that's like the ultimate, discontinuity. So the point of emphasis here, right, I think is obviously that Nadav and Avihu were doomed, and Elazar and Itamar, so those were saved. But it seems to me like something more is a little bit required, as we've discussed in the past, in terms of verifying this kind of an approach. And what I'd like to suggest is actually going to be duyak very much in the Pesukim. Banav hanosarim leimor. So Rashi says, look, by the Chet HaEgel, really all of them were nischayev kliya lamakom, but Elazar and Itamar were spirits. So, ask yourself some question, why Elazar and Itamar? Why not Nadav and Avihu? So I think the point is, poked avon avos al banim. So Unklus already tells us it's banim meradim. It's the rebellious sons, those who are not willing to withdraw from the chayt of their parents, who had their own way of letting, the parent in this case, Aaron at the Egel Hazav, obviously, Eish Zara, Sherlo Tziva Osam, right? He never intended Avodah Zara, as the Ramban comments there, but, he enabled or fostered this capacity for people to be misled by Avodah Zara. That reflected his great discredit. Nadav and Avihu here, right? Banim Maradim, Poked Avonavos Al Banim. Only if they're Maradim, if they're repeating similar sins, it doesn't have to look exactly the same. But that seems to be the point here, right? That when it comes, to Nadav and Avihu, they recapitulated the sin of their father in a way that Elazar and Itamar didn't. They decided, Eish Zara, Sherlo Tziva Osam, that they were going to do it according to their own rules. And as the Ramban notes, in context of the Chet HaEgel, right, many of the Jewish people, certainly not Aaron, had any idea that this would be, treated as an Avodah Zarah, but sort of like an alternate way of connecting to the divine presence. If that is indeed the case, so then what we have here is really continuation of the sin. So Aaron, as the Ramban explains, he never intended for Avodah Zarah to happen, but this was sort of like a kind of a replacement for Moshe, Asher Lo Tzivo Osam, told, you know, Lo Sa. And so once that's the nature of Aaron's chait, right, that there's an attempt here to try to serve Hashem, but to do it in a way that Hashem didn't ask, and, you know, eventually it could really lead to much bigger problems. So Nadav and Avihu, they wanted to become Lifnei Hashem, Vayamusu Lifnei Hashem, as the Torah emphasizes, but Vayikruvu Lifnei Hashem, Eish Zara, Asher Lo Tzivah Osam.